Giving birth is the most crucial time for an expectant mum and her baby, so it's hard to believe some women are needing to travel more than 100 miles for safe care. I'm Liam Ross, a news reporter in the north of Scotland, and here many mums-to-be find themselves facing a huge journey to have their children. In this special episode of Behind the Headlines, I'm going to tell you about the major bump on the road women are facing.
It's made us say that we're not having another one unless we move out of the area.
I just think it would have been a very anxious time if I'd chosen to remain in Betty Hill.
Our human rights are being breached with the situation here, so we do deserve so much better.
Back in 2016, the consultant-led maternity unit at Caithness General was downgraded to a midwife-led unit. Since then, women have been travelling up to 110 miles to the nearest major hospital in Inverness to give birth or access vital gynaecology care. To put that in perspective, it's like London to Birmingham, just on a very dangerous, windy single carriageway. Then factored in, many mums-to-be are making that mammoth trip during severe wintry conditions, conditions which could see road closures, making the journey nigh impossible. During our investigation, we've even heard of some women giving birth during that 100-mile-plus trip. In this episode, we'll hear traumatic memories of one new mum following her experience, and the lengths another mum went to in a bid to avoid any concerns around her baby's birth. We'll also address the fears around whether basic human rights around women's care are being met in 21st century Britain. Earlier this year in Caithness, Cassidy Beveridge was looking forward to having her first child with her partner. With a February due date, Cassidy was keen to stay close to home.
I was given a small tour of the facility, shown the labour suite, and I'd said from the get-go, I would like a local birth because the thought of travelling down to Inverness at the tail end of February, beginning of March, in labour, like, absolutely not, no. That scares me more than the thought of giving birth.
However, after receiving medication for high blood pressure, Cassidy was told she'd have to make the journey of over 100 miles to Inverness. After arriving at Raigmore Hospital, it was strongly recommended that an induced labour would be the best option before Cassidy's emergency C-section. She tells us about her traumatic labour.
Next thing I know, I've woken up from a nap being told that if we don't go into theatre now, my son is not making it. It was so fast, my partner didn't even have time to scrub in. I was general anaesthetic. Neither my partner nor I were present for my son's birth. And he collapsed because he just couldn't take the stress. And I like to think it could have all been avoided if I didn't feel pressured into taking the induction because we live so far away.
Now, baby Oliver is healthy and happy, but Cassidy tells us about the knock-on impact.
It's made us say that we're not having another one unless we move out of the area because we don't want to put ourselves through that again.
Lois Copsey lives in Betty Hill in Sutherland on the north coast of Scotland. She faced the heartbreaking decision to terminate her first pregnancy due to a condition her baby had. Now, Lois was worried about driving 2.5 hours from the rural village to Inverness to have twins. Because of this and wanting the support of her parents, Lois opted to travel more than 600 miles to Essex, where all the services were on her doorstep. She feels it would have been a very anxious time had she chosen to stay in the north of Scotland to have her babies. Lois says it was a clear factor in making her mind up.
I think it was the main reason and played a huge part. I think if I had all the necessary facilities on the doorstep, I would have definitely gone with that because, you know, it was aggravation as well to go down the road. We had to think of a plan to get us back and all the rest of it.
With many friends still based between Essex and London, Lois says there was an extreme reaction when she explained the situation to them and what might have happened if she'd stayed in the north of Scotland.
They were just absolutely shocked, really. Almost like I said something unbelievable. I think you probably travel like 20 minutes, I suppose, for one hospital, then another 20 minutes then to your next hospital.
Kirsteen Campbell is among the campaigners. Since the downgrade of services at Caithness General 8 years ago, many have fought tirelessly for better women's healthcare closer to home. Kirsteen first received treatment for endometriosis when she was 15 and had a hysterectomy when she was 26. Here's what services were like before the downgrade.
We had such good care here. Could never fault it, and the skill set was really, really good to match it. And I used to have CD-ROMs sent to me from a surgeon after my surgery explaining, and that's back in the early 2000s.
With countless stories of women in agonising journeys south to Inverness, Kirsteen feels human rights are being breached.
We've got laws in place to protect animals that can't be transported when they're pregnant, but women can be, and there's greater risks for travelling after surgery as well.
Over the last year, a group's been looking into whether human rights are being violated across the north of Scotland. They found how people living in rural areas are facing challenges accessing healthcare, housing and even food. Professor Angela O'Hagan is from the Scottish Human Rights Commission.
It sounds an almost impossible thing that this is a reality in Scotland in 2024. It's certainly a shocking reality, and it's something our report is providing the evidence, amplifying, giving voice to what people are telling us locally.
Now, in terms of potential solutions, what's the answer? Well, Jackie Lambert from the Royal College of Midwives would like to see more earn-as-you-learn rules for those wanting to become midwives in rural areas. Jackie says a scheme's already been piloted in England with a huge success rate.
Midwives who are invested in that community can go on to become a midwife and be absolutely embedded within the community that they want to care for. And we think that is a real win because we know geographically recruitment is much more challenging in our island and rural situations.
The issues even made it to the top of Scottish politics, with Lib Dem Alex Cole-Hamilton pressing First Minister John Swinney.
Mothers are forced to travel 100 miles through the snow and the ice to give birth in Inverness. And an investigation by the Scottish Human Rights Commission received testimony to say that the situation was, and I quote, barbaric. Women left terrified by four-hour drives in the dark with deer on the road. Some have lost their fertility due to delays in accessing Ragmore in emergencies. No wonder they're moving away or choosing not to have any more children.
The Caithness situation is a slightly different question because it is informed by assessments of patient safety about the volume of maternity cases that can be dealt with in Caithness. So it's not, I think, a question of investment, it is a question about the clinical safety of the service that is involved.
Now, despite asking a number of times to speak to someone from the local health board so we could put these grave concerns directly to them, NHS Highlands say no one's available for interview. Instead, they sent us a statement where they say they're sorry to hear people have had a poor experience and that people have experienced distress. They add that safety and quality are at the forefront of planning and they provide as many gynaecology and maternity procedures as is safe to do so at Caithness General. They also say there are regular consultant clinics in Caithness and they've increased the midwifery team there. They're looking at developing some specialist nursing roles and running an endometriosis trial to improve the care pathway for patients. It's also previously been highlighted how the downgrade decision in 2016 was taken following the death of a baby in the local hospital in Caithness. As many women face another winter, there will be some who face the potential journey of over 100 miles to give birth. Likewise, some in the north of Scotland in need of vital gynaecology care will not have that access on their doorstep. Solutions across the UK are being looked into to ensure women can have safe births and the right healthcare as close to home as possible. However, in parts of the Highlands, many feel the current situation can't go on any further. And almost a year on from giving birth, Cassidy sums up how she feels for other mums-to-be in Caithness.
I hope that they all have healthy, happy births. I hope they all have straightforward births. Because I do not want anybody to go through what I've been through and what I've heard other women go through. And it's absolutely horrifying. Honestly, you've got to be built differently to do it.
The question is, how long can women in more remote parts of the country put up with that level of care?